每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
11月6日，你是神造的。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。以赛亚书40章31节。有基督在我里面，使我能够过一种令人振奋的全新生活。有一个人开着他的福特汽车行驶在路上，突然车坏了，他下车看了看发动机，却没发现什么问题。正当他手足无措之时，另一辆车开了过来，他便招手请那辆车停下来帮助他。从这辆崭新的林肯车里走出了一个魁梧的男人。这个男人友好地问，出了什么问题吗？我的福特车不能开动了，他回答说。这位陌生人在引擎盖下做了几下调整，随后说，发动一下车。随即发动机再度发动。这位感激不已的福特车主做了自我介绍，然后问道，先生，请问您尊姓大名？我的名字，这位陌生人回答道，是亨利·福特。这位福特汽车的制造者当然知道如何能开动福特汽车。上帝造了你和我，唯有他知道如何来管理你和我的生命。假如没有基督，我们的生活会是一团糟。当他掌管时，一切就都顺利。如果没有他，我们将一事无成。让我们一同祷告。主啊，我常常忘记将生命的主权交给你来掌管，因此我常常失败。教导我完完全全依靠你，因为你是我的力量，你是我的需要。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
November 6th, God made you. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40:31.It is an exhilarating experience to live the new life, with Christ inside me enabling me to live it. As a man was riding along in his Ford, suddenly something went wrong. He got out and looked at the engine, but he couldn't find anything wrong. As he stood there, another car came in sight. He waved it down to ask for help. Out of a brand new Lincoln stepped a tall, friendly man.who asked, well, what's the trouble? I can't get this Ford to move, was the reply. The stranger made a few adjustments under the hood and said, Now I'll start the car. When the motor started, its grateful owner introduced himself and then asked, What's your name, sir?
My name, answered the stranger, is Henry Ford.
The one who made the Ford knew how to make it run. God made you and me, and He alone knows how to run your life and mine. We could make a complete wreck of our lives without Christ. When He is at the controls, all goes well. Without Him, we can do nothing. Let us pray. Lord, so often I forget to give You complete control, and I fail. Teach me to rely completely on You for my strength and needs. In Jesus' name, Amen.